The Guardian.
It's a lovely warm sunny day on East Cliff Beach in Lyme Regis on the UK's Jurassic Coast. But today, visitors aren't looking out to sea or strolling along the famous Cob, the harbour wall that juts out into the bay. Instead, they're looking inland at a huge landslip. Hundreds of thousands of tons of rock has tumbled onto the beach. It's still continuing to fall behind me from time to time, even now, hours later. Many reckon it's the biggest landslide here in a century. This is good and bad news. It's obviously very worrying for the people whose homes perch on top of the cliffs just over there. But it's great news for the fossil hunters. This area is famous around the world for its fantastic fossils. A rock fall like this means there may just be a Jurassic gem to be found somewhere here.
Simon Titchener, Managing Director of Lyme Fossil Shop.
So exciting day for you today.
Yeah, quite exciting, but quite worrying at the same time. It shows how much power can be, you know, done with a cliff when it decides to let go. But it's an interesting day, yeah.
We're looking at huge chunks of rock here at the moment. What do you hope you're going to find in those rocks in the end?
Well, it's gone through the beds, which should yield sort of marine reptile fossils, ichthyosaur, plesiosaur, that kind of material. But the trouble is, at the minute, there's that much topsoil and other debris covering most of the stuff. It's really going to be a waiting game till we've had some good weather and good tides to clear it off a bit.
And this is the biggest for quite some time?
Certainly the biggest I've seen. It's definitely a sizable slip. Yeah.
Do you think it'll attract the amateurs here?
Lyme always attracts the amateurs, but I think this will highlight it a little bit more. It's certainly interesting. There's lots of things we've already found this morning, lots of Victorian bottles and that sort of thing. So it's not just fossils have come out. The slip's gone right through an old Victorian dump. So lots of interesting stuff to be found.
So I guess there's people who live not too far away from the cliff. We can see a house just over the back there who are going to be very worried. But this is happy times for you, I suppose.
Yeah, it's happy times, but it's also worrying times because it just shows what can happen. And there's also the guided fossil walks. It makes it difficult now, but we'll see how it goes with the erosion of the sea. It might clear a bit off. But certainly people with the houses near the cliffs at the back of the line, I should think they'd be a little bit worried.
What do you do for a living, Paul?
Professional fossil collector and tour guide.
So a good day for you here, Paul?
Excellent day. Quite a few Victorian bottles and pots come down with this landslip from the old Victorian dump.
But over the next few weeks, months, years, there may be more exciting stuff as well.
Could be. Once quite a few storms and heavy tides have been at it and moved some of the smaller debris out of it, we can have a look at the bigger pieces.
And will those bigger pieces be worth very much?
Hard to say, really. Anything that comes out of them, unfortunately, because of the size of this slip and the power behind this slip, is going to be broken into quite a few pieces, so it's going to take a long time to actually rebuild.
So you won't make a quick buck out of this?
Definitely not, no.
And you saw this happening?
I did. We were just outside the cottage here, and my friend George, who came down with me, heard some thundery sounds over on the cliff, and he went down and called us over, and we could see the huge amount of rubble and greenery, trees, shrubs, grass, all going down the edge of the cliff, splashing into the sea, making a thunderous noise. And it kept on, drips and drabs, and to a huge amount of it eventually ended up down on the, well, what was actually in the sea, because it was high tide. And then we smelled a strange smell, which I think was particularly marked for me, because it was a sickly sort of sweet smell and vaguely polluting sort of smell. I couldn't quite identify it, but I subsequently discovered it could be hydrocarbon gas, which has been lying there dormant for millions of years, which in the past has apparently ignited, and there was a thing called the Lyme volcano, which was spontaneously ignited, I think in the 1800s, actually where the site of this landslip is. And the locals kept it going with paraffin for many weeks to keep the tourists coming.
And this is bringing a few tourists in now.
It is. There are quite a few people. I'm not sure how many people yet know about the landslip, but there's been a lot of helicopters over, and I've had phone calls from friends from, back from where I come from in Hampshire, saying they've seen it all on the news, the internet. So news does travel very fast.
And was it frightening, this sight?
Not really. I think it might have been frightening if I was much nearer, but because it was looking half a mile away, if you like, along the cliff, it was interesting. I can't say it was frightening. I'm lucky here because I think we're built on a rocky part near the church, and I'm hoping that when the erosion occurs, we'll be on an island, but that might be wishful thinking.
You are very close to the cliff edge here.
We're very, very close. It's all around, yes. But I hope it's rocky.
Is it a huge concern in the town at the moment?
Yeah, landslips has always been a very big issue for Lyme. And at the moment, where the landslip has occurred is actually at a crucial point for the from the point of view of the sea, the coastal defences against the sea erosion and against landslips, because a lot of people's houses are not far from that bit of cliff, the people at Eastcliff. And they are very concerned that the council goes ahead with a project to build a wall, strengthen the wall, which you may have seen today, and make it safe for people to live there without subsidence. And they're going to need to put stabilisers in, drainage, everything. And there's been some problems with getting the funding, but I hope that this might be an incentive.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.